A life is worth living. Put your heart and your soul in it. Listen to other people. Learn from other people. Help other people. That's a part of the mantra here from the Good Day program. Richie is off today, so he's not into the mantra. But Roberta Fasanelli is, and Jennifer Horn is, and you are. And, of course, Dennis Rodman is going to coach a topless women's basketball team.
Well, hello. Of course he would.
Of course he's going to do that. Why would you think he would not? Where is this going to be?
I'm surprised it's taken this long. I don't know. I should look
icky.
That up.
Is this icky or not? Is this icky?
It's typical. It's not. I mean, it's a little icky, but it's just typical for Dennis Rodman, don't you think?
Yeah, well, and of course, this is a perfect New York City thing. Roberta will be interested in following this. Dennis Rodman holding tryouts this week for a topless...
Can you imagine the tryouts?
Basketball.
Let's see your skills.
Right, exactly. Coaching the team, he says, I feel exotic.
What?
This is going to be exotic. So he's going, he actually started, the idea apparently came from a gentleman's club.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody there suggested that there be the various gentlemen's clubs ought to have a field women's basketball team so they could, but you know, it comes from the boob and lube school. All of the people that tried for a day to have car washes with women who are topless to wash your car. And that works for one day till somebody shuts you down.
You know, I have a real problem with this, though, because I think it's ageist.
Ageist.
Yeah, because older ladies can't play, otherwise they keep tripping.
Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe something to be said for that. So women running around, walking, standing, whatever... with the basketball. They're going to play, 10 women are going to play basketball, running up and down the court, presumably not playing particularly well.
Mm-hmm. Who is the woman that tries out for this? That's my question. I get Dennis Rodman. I understand why he's doing it.
Right.
But who is the woman that tries out for this game?
Somebody who's a pole dancer at a club.
Or maybe looking to catch the attention of Dennis Rodman.
Well, that may be. There's a whole thing, if you go on the internet, and I'm not suggesting that this is something that I did, but I did kind of come, if you'll pardon the pun, fall on top of or over. And there isn't a good choice of words for this. Interview that was done by an Australian television station of the woman who has the largest chest in the world. And it was really pretty telling. She's had... 4 operations.
Right, because she's natural. I mean, she's not naturally the largest woman. She's enhanced.
No, she's enhanced, right.
Mm-hmm.
And she says it hasn't bothered her back yet. Very pleasant, good-looking lady. And every place she goes, obviously, somebody wants to take a picture of her with them. So she's become a celebrity of sorts.
Do you think they stand in between the two of them?
How do you kiss her, whatever it is that, how do you do that? Originally, and my first thought is, how do you wrap your arms around this woman?
My deal is, how do you bend over and tie your shoe? You know?
How do you jog?
Well, that's it. And so the Dennis Rodman thing, Roberta, of having a girls' topless basketball team, and they're going to play for charity, supposedly. All right? Listen.
Maybe the Breast Cancer Society. That'd be making sense.
Now, mm-hmm. Roberta sent me something that's all over the internet.
Blank girls say, right?
And so that would be something I would think that would enter into the conversations that women have. This is a YouTube video. I can't put it at DougStefan.com because the words that are used are not appropriate for the audience. But the discussion, will somebody say, well, then why are you discussing it? Well, because it's something that you can see, and millions of other people literally have seen this.
It's huge on the internet. It's gone viral like you wouldn't believe. Everybody's talking about this video.
So why are they? What's in it? Even though we can't use the words, Roberta, you were the first one that I know who was attracted to it, and you said it my way. So how did you find it, and why... It's a four-letter word.
Tell everybody about it, too, because...
Yeah, I'm trying to be vague about it, and it needs to be some specific...
It's Blank Girls Day.
Yeah,
I don't know how I found it. I think just somebody may have sent it to me. It's quite, when things go around, emails, and they send you links, I think that's how it probably... I got it first time.
That certainly would be. I mean, people send me 40 or 50 of these things every day. And some of them end up being the video of the day. For example, the video of the day today at DougStephan.com, the most amazing card trick that you could possibly imagine. But that's something everybody can look at. We can't all listen or look. And it's kind of too bad in a sense that there are some words. That would be, the discussion I would have isn't necessarily about what the women are talking about, but the fact that I can't play the video because of the four-letter word.
No, right.
It
yeah.
starts it, and because that word means something. No, it's manure. All right, we can say that. Manure, women say. That's what this is. Right? That's what it is. I can say manure on the air, and then you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it that women, I should leave this to the two of you, why is it that women spend their time talking about manure-y things?
Because you guys do, too. It's not just women.
But, yeah, what do you mean? What's an example of a conversation in this manure girl say video that's going around the internet? What's there that's so intriguing?
What was the one that you found most intriguing, Roberta?
Oh, gosh. The way they talk about guys.
Of course. See, that's what we do. We talk about guys.
Yeah,
we talk about nails.
About guys.
It's unusual, different than what women...
I think that guys don't expect some of the things that women say
that's
when
true.
They
women
talk about
them. Women can get kind of raunchy.
Yes.
Oh, I think it's... I think men are they think that women are the only ones who can talk. I'm sorry. Men are the only ones
right.
who can use those words.
Right.
When, in fact, women... I know one of the things I found most charming about the young lady who was my assistant that I fell madly in love with when I was running the radio station in Boston in the mid-80s, she had the most foul mouth of anybody I'd run across, of any woman I think I'd ever run across. And it was, I don't know what it was. It's intriguing.
The bad mouth. What's funny is with this video is that this blank girl say is on Twitter.
Yeah.
And that's actually their name. But it's funny because it comes up with all the little things that women say, all the little taglines. You
right.
know,
for example,
and some of them are radio going to, friendly. Yeah.
Are you going to be embarrassed to be seen with me dressed like this? Which is something women always come out of the closet. They can be looking smoking hot. Are you going to be embarrassed if I go out like this? You know, we always try to underscore what we look like. Mm. You just fully lied to me. Fully lied. That's
fully
always
lied,
a thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. I used to babysit you and your sister because we always feel old when we are seeing people out. I know yesterday at a New Year's Day celebration, I looked at people I celebrated, and they're like in their 20s. They're babysat, and they're in their 20s now.
You were babysitting them, and now they're adults.
Yeah, those are different things that freak girls out. Here's another one. When you break up with somebody, your friend says, I always knew he was a jerk.
Right, yes.
Then why didn't you tell me before? So these are all the things that they tweet. It's kind of like blank your dad says online.
Yeah. Well, that was the television show, and they couldn't. It didn't get enough traction on CBS because you couldn't use the word. You see, I'm attracted to the discussion for the
because of the
inability
censorship.
To use the word, not necessarily what the women are saying. I think there are two discussions here: what women say, and then the discussion of why we can't use that word. It's gross and blah blah. Why? It's a perception. How is it that loud isn't a bad word? It's another four-letter word. Why is loud loud girls say instead of it? Okay, so from now on, we use, when we mean the S word, we'll use loud. And then everybody will know that when we say loud, we're
talking
about...
That's going to be our code?
Yeah. All right, you down with that, Roberta?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You down with that? Yes, gangsta, we're down with that.
Speaking of going down, you... heard the story over the weekend. I think this happens in New York, but the most famous polar bear plunge party is in Boston.
Oh.
Every year, the water temperature was 38 or 39, I think, and the air is yesterday. This year is an example of how unpredictable the weather could be. Last year at this time, the weather from mid-December until mid-March, the weather temperature never got above 30 in most of New England. This year, it hasn't gotten down below 30. And it's like 45 outside right now. What is it where you are, temperature-wise,
Roberta?
About
37 degrees,
yeah,
more or less here.
Yeah, it'll go up into the 40s.
So it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad, but that's going to get really cold.
Supposed to be cold the next couple of days. But it's winter. Hello. So anyway, the polar bear the challenge that comes from some people, they bring their friends. A lot of women now are going into this polar bear plunge. I know somebody who's done it for 3 or 4 years in a row, and she always says it's wonderful, it's invigorating. She does a Facebook post on it, and it's I can see it would be kind of fun.
Okay, so I have a question. Once they plunge, how long do they stay in?
Not long.
So they just plunge in and get out?
They just go in and say, yeah, go in and out. So the question today, the poll of the day, have you ever participated in a polar bear plunge? A, yes, it's a great way to start the new year. B, once, and that was enough. C, not yet, but I'd like to. D, no, but I know somebody who has. E, I have no interest in ever participating in a polar bear
plunge. I barely like to get into a cold bathtub.
When Roberta took me to Mount Snow maybe 15 years ago, she went skiing. I tried once and fell down, didn't want to ski anymore. So I went into the pool, and what an experience that was. Oy, man, as it was like 20 below zero that day.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. It's a feeling you'll never forget. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist fakie with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you?
I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping and, well, you're not the guy you used to be.
I'd give anything to feel like you again.
Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%.
100% and within normal healthy ranges. It's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone?
You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Story of revenge. Woman filled a strip club with tuna after being fired. That's a big business. Don't they do big box office business, Mr. Biz?
Well, the part of the story you didn't report was that this woman left two sacks of old tuna in the lobby, and for 4 days nobody noticed any difference in the smell.
Ooh, I know that smell.
Maybe you'll fall in love with me, Domani. Maybe tomorrow night the sun will shine.
Ah, there must be a resolution to this.
Yeah, never play it again. What is this?
Junius La Rosa, as we go through our birthdays for this Monday, the 2nd of January. Junius, born in the state 1930. He's 82 because we're in 2012 right now. He was a big singer in New York. Became famous when Arthur Godfrey used him as a radio announcer and on his television shows as well, then fired him on the air. Very warm, nice, gracious guy. A lot of Italian hits to his name. He was a disc jockey, probably, Roberta, longer than anybody else. I remember WNEW in New York. He was on with William B. Williams and all of the people that were famous. But he's still a good-looking guy and sounds pretty strong. So those who are interested, it's happy birthday time for Julius La Rosa, if you know his name. Actor Ken Swofford, somebody that you would recognize if you saw. Been a lot of old shows like The Virginian, the movie The Andromeda Strain. He was in Columbo, Rich Man, Poor Man. Let's see, he wrote, I don't know what that is. Thelma and Louise. Anyway, you'd recognize him. Born in the state 1932, so he's 80 today. Let's see, who else have we got? Jim Baker the Faker, the evangelist. Born in the state 1939. What a miserable excuse for a human being.
Oh, my God. But happy birthday, Jim.
Yeah, happy birthday to you, sir. Calvin Hill, the Dallas Football's running back, born in the state 1947. Happy birthday to him. Let's see, Chuck Churchill is the...
Good name.
Chick, it's Chick or Chuck? Chick, it is Chick. Thank you, Michael. Nobody would have noticed had you not pointed it out. They wouldn't have known
Chick
from
himself.
Chuck. Right. But we are interested in being accurate here. This is one of the great pop... This is an enunciative musical embrace. The group is 10 years after... And here it goes. Crank it up, Michael.
Population keeps on bleeding. Nation bleeding.
I'd love to play this as a disc jockey. I'd love to change the world. That was their biggest hit. Anyway, I'm going home. Another one of the songs from 10 years after. Love Like a Man. Crank it up again, Michael.
Bees may hide.
Yeah, great, great pop song. All right, so we have a chick taken care of. Actor Christopher Durang, born this day 1949. He was in the movie House Sitter, another character actor. Mr. North, Heaven Help Us, etc., etc. Okay, we have Gabrielle Carteris.
Oh, 90210. And Andrea. The president of Astra.
Really?
Well, in Southern California.
Yeah. I think for some reason or other, her father was a European musical producer, if I have my story right. At any rate, her birthday, 51 years ago today.
51?
She's 51.
Oh, my gosh. She was on 90210. Oh, my
I know.
Lord.
Got it. Yeah, yeah, I got it. Wendy Phillips, actress from, she was in Robert Guillaume's show, Falcon Crest, Eddie Capra Mysteries, Bugsy, Midnight Run. You'd recognize her if you saw her. Tia Carrera's real name is Althea Gennaro. She was from in Wayne's World.
Wayne's World, yes.
Well, but she was in Relic Hunter, General Hospital, Showdown in Little Tokyo, Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man, True Lies. She was a baddie in one of the James Bond movies. I remember that, I think, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, she was.
Yeah. Operation Delta Force. Clearly an actress of some note. 28 past the hour on Good Day. Scott Underwood, I forgot about him, don't forget about Scott, drummer for Train, is 41 today. Cuba Gooding Jr.'s birthday is today, and so is Kate Bosworth, who's in a new movie coming out pretty soon.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it later in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And buy new chapstick lip shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer health.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Stick around, have some food for thought, get
some
motivated.
Leftover eggnog.
Yeah, eggnog has been very good this year. I had some with my vitamins, actually, earlier on. Good to wash them down. No, it is really good stuff. Find the good side. See, Jennifer, I can find the good side. You went to the eggnog.
Only because I thought it was a little thick to take with all the vitamins that I take. I was just imagining.
No, it's better. That's a little wash them down.
See, I was imagining
the drink, the better
like
it goes
my
out.
Fish oil getting stuck in my eggnog, and that's what made me gag a little.
No. There is the stuff that's there, the thickness of it. Chocolate milk makes it go down, or any flavored milk. For some reason or another, it's thicker than regular milk. Eggnog and the chocolate or the strawberry banana milk is good. Ever had banana milk?
I have not, but it sounds good.
Banana milk is very good.
What is that?
It's
I like almond
flavored
milk, even though I'm
not.
Banana flavored milk?
Never had that. Yeah, banana flavored milk.
Have you tried the pumpkin eggnog this year?
No.
Oh, good. So good. That is so good. Yummy. Mm-hmm.
See, now, there it is. You turned it around. You can find good
in any
situation. Yeah.
And I like regular eggnog. Like I said, just the fish oil eggnog thing just made my stomach flip. Still does.
The best of our we are going to commit to you right here, right now, as we begin the first broadcast day of 2012, that we will sing to you every day in a way that may not sound like singing, but there is something about our voices, Jennifer's voice.
We'll sing to you every day in a way that may not sound like singing.
Well,
what a promise.
We sing to life. We sing. Laughter is, I belong to the LSD club. LSD is laughter, singing, and dancing.
I like it. Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. The sorrows we're going to have, bad moments we're going to have, but let the good things take precedent over those things that make you sad. Like, again, over this holiday period, very low-key because of the passing of Tony, and the kids and I just said we talked about her. I'm very proud of the kids and how they have it, because it was an unusual sort of closeness between all of us. Children were very close to their mother. She treated them with respect, but she was a mother. When she said, no, you can't do that, the kids never argued with her.
Really?
Never argued with her, whereas with me, sometimes they did. But there were times when Megan was headstrong. She was, as a matter of fact, about the same age as Victoria. One summer, she got so infuriated with the mother that she came to live with me. And Tony said, she said, Mom, I'm going to live with Dad. And Tony packed her bag and brought her to the door.
Have a good time.
Right. That's exactly what I would have done. Have a good time.
And she never, ever, she thought her mother would protest. Her mother didn't miss a beat. Mm-hmm. And we used to talk about it and laugh. She was so infuriated with her mother because her mother wouldn't let her do something. I'm going to go live with Dad for the summer. And Tony went up the stairs. She got out a suitcase.
Wow.
She went into Megan's room, and she said, okay, what do you want to pack? She
Isn't
got on
funny?
The phone. She called me, and I was there, and it was see you later, and she didn't see her mother for 3 months. Didn't talk to her mother for 3 months.
Wow.
Not
Isn't
a word.
It funny when we're kids, though, how we feel like, you know, that our parents and our grandparents are just made to take care of us and that will absolutely kill them if we don't want to be with them anymore. I remember my grandmother used to always tell the story when I got mad at her. I stood in the doorway and I put my hands on my hips and I said, okay for you, Mima. That's what I called her. I'm not going to let you babysit my kids. And she just started laughing, and it made me so mad because I just thought that was what she liked to do was babysit because she'd always babysit me.
But it comes from knowing what was my father used to say, don't overplay your part. That was one of his. Yes, I had that same indignity.
And you went to radio and became a talk show host?
Yeah, overplaying my part every day.
That's right.
That's one of
you
the
took
things.
Direction well.
My father was always, at the end, he always said, you know, I'm sorry about this and I'm sorry about that. I don't want you to go through your life saying that you're sorry about this. That was one thing that Tony said to the kids before I got there on Friday morning, before she really kind of lost it completely. She and the kids cried for a little while because she didn't see, you know, she said the two things that I will not see that I wanted to was your I wanted to be a grandmother, and the other was seeing Brendan finally hit his stride, which he's really doing now, interestingly enough.
Could be a great motivation for him, though.
Well, you know, he wants his mother to be pleased with him, and he knows his mother's around. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's the case. A lot of times, Megan said to me the other day, we were having brunch at this little cafe up on Melrose. You'd love it, Jennifer. You haven't been there. And so Brenda went to the bathroom, and Megan said, you know, he's very much like you, Dad. And I sort of chortled on that a little bit. He wants to do it his own way. He has a lot of the same talents that Megan does. Didn't do well in school, but yet is every bit as good a writer as Megan is. And she sees it. And so what she said, though, to her credit, shows how mature she is. He always was in my shadow. This is Megan saying this to me about Brendan. And so he's now figured as an adult how to get out from behind the shadow and do whatever he's doing, even though he does a lot of the same things that I do. He's going to do it his own way. And I think that that's the thing. As parents, what we all need to do is ensure through our support the continuation of whatever it is that's important to the family. And in this circumstance, in our family, it's about communication. They may not be communicators like I am. Tony was a great teacher, for example. She taught literally when she was in school, but as a person in life, she taught great lessons to people. And she didn't know, or she wasn't thinking about, well, today's lesson is. It's just the way that she lived her life brought her into that circle. And so many people, all of the friends that she had, mostly women, she didn't have too many men friends, but mostly women, will tell you that she taught them a great lesson. And she certainly did that with our children. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I think we all do that. I mean, I listen and watch Jennifer. She works with the people and she and her dad's company. And they all, maybe the word is respect. Maybe that's the word. Teaching people in a respectful way about the important things in life, the important lessons in life, whether they be from a sister or a brother, a mother or a father, somebody that you look up to as a teacher in school. I think that's one of the, I don't mean to make this all about my children, please. I encourage you to do this with your own children. Look at them. My children are far from perfect, far from perfect. But they have this goodness about them that you see. And I want you to see the goodness in your life and around your child. And if you can't see it, excuse me, in your offspring, good heavens, it's you. If you can't, you are who, when you look at that child of yours, you're looking at you. When Roberta looks at Victoria, or she looks at Elena, she's looking at her.
Just Victoria.
No, it's no, sorry. You, not true. Not true at all. But there may be more of you in one than in the other,
yeah,
more that pleases you. When Jennifer has children, she'll look at them as she looks at herself. That's what it is. So there is going to be stuff that you will not like in your children, for sure. There are things about my kids that I don't particularly cotton to, but yet they haven't been distracting enough to cause them any, they've caused them some sorrow, but they haven't ruined anything in their lives. They haven't been addicted to drugs or, you know, robbed a bank or something like that. Those could be things that run. Oh, my God, this happened. In the stream of consciousness.
Just,
I just hit a brick wall.
I saw something shiny. What happened?
I saw a woman run a guy over.
What?
When?
It was maybe a Thursday.
Oh, my God. Where were you?
I was on La Brea at 3rd. As a matter of fact, it was about two blocks from Tony's house. And this woman had come, obviously, right. It was an older man, just sprawled out on the road. And I looked at that woman, and I looked at the police, and I thought to myself, that woman's life will
it's
change
over. It's ruined.
Today.
So it was an accident.
Yeah, I mean, she wasn't aiming for him, but
well,
she
you never
came.
Know. Could have been an ex-husband or somebody.
To live with that though, your whole
to
life.
Have
did
that
the guy die?
Visualization. I was yes, I believe he did.
Oh.
So what does that do to your life when you have a moment like that? It is. I mean, we're talking sort of in a collective sense about life-changing things. And certainly that would...
It's so funny you brought that up. This is an Uri Geller moment. But this morning, usually on the breaks, you know, I check the news sites, I check TMZ and just see what's going on. And there was a story about the creator of 24 who's being sued because his wife ran over a pedestrian and killed this person. I guess she was on her cell phone and she dropped her cell phone and went looking for it underneath her car seat and smacked a guy in the crosswalk.
Didn't you tell me that story?
No, I just read it today.
All right.
He was 83. He lived for a month, but he died in the hospital. He didn't make it. Yeah. And so now this guy's being sued. And it just made me think, just for a second, how many times I've gone after my cell phone when I'm driving
a car. Oh, yeah.
And what makes her unluckier than me? You know, we have to be so mindful. And it's a good lesson to remember when you hear stuff like that. Because it will. It'll change your whole life.
Changes everything.
In a second.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of life changing, one of the things that has come to my attention over the past month or so, I don't know, how long have we been talking about the food supply depot? A couple of months?
Food.
But actually, during the course of the year, we talked about them in a different way. The e-food chain and the supply of food, the prepackaged food that has been prepared from the systems that NASA developed for the astronauts. So here you have food that will last for 20 years, a shelf life. For 20 years, you can have this food ready for any emergency, even though, and I tried this myself the other night. I have some of this. I added hot water, and I'll tell you, this stuff is as good as any meal. I mean, not that Roberta could prepare or Jennifer, but, you know, the run-of-the-mill restaurant fare, this is so much better than that, and it is so inexpensive. This is quality prepackaged food that has a shelf life of 20 years. Now, why do you get this? You get it because you're trying to save your family from being hungry during whatever things will happen this year. Power will go out because of a snowstorm this winter or a fire on the coast this spring. The winds in California this past week were amazing in that they were so powerful and knocking stuff over all over the place. And so these sorts of things cause you to be distracted because the regular life that you live, when interrupted by a power failure or a big storm or something, you don't know what to do. Well, one of the things, because you can't go out and buy food, stores are closed, big, big problem that gets fixed when you go to the Food Supply Depot's website, foodsupplydepot.com/Doug, and order some of this food that I'm describing for you. 72-hour food fest. is easy to order, and part of the purchase price for the items goes to the Veterans Research Corporation, working on medical research for veterans' problems that you and I as taxpayers are not funding because of the brilliance of the leadership in Washington. So check it all out, foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. Get the food supply that will protect your family, and you'll start using it and you'll like it. And we'll have one night a week, please, of Food Supply Depot food, easy and safe and good. Purchasing from farmsupplydepot.com/Doug gets you free shipping. You'll find them also at dougsteffen.com. Click on the Food Supply Depot logo. You'll find when you go to the friends section, again, at dougsteffen.com.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast and healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the healing seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Chuck Hankins, president of the Korean War Veterans Alliance.
To be eligible to belong to the group, you had to have been in Korea during the combat. Making the annual reunions that we've had, every year it's the opportunity to go to a reunion and sit down and visit with, we call it the Band of Brothers now. We understand what each other's talking about and where we're coming from, and even the emotion that's involved in it we can appreciate. And somebody that hasn't had that experience, you can talk to them and describe things to them, and you can almost see their eyes glaze over because they really don't understand the depth of the emotion of what you're talking about. And I guess that's been the thing out of the organization that I've gained the most from, that camaraderie that gets involved in that type of thing.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
New Year's Eve is over. Did you party all night? Most people actually watched Dick Clark or they didn't do anything. I thought that was pretty interesting. From what you find on Facebook, were the results the same pretty much as what we found?
A lot of people stayed home and had little parties and things like that. It's funny. I don't think as many people went out this year.
No. Well, people want to spend the money. I told you, though. No, I didn't. Tell you this. On Saturday night, I took the red eye back to Boston. And so I called during the day. Megan said to me, Dad, you better call, make sure, because the kids were doing things and I didn't want to get in the way of it. So I just said, okay, I'll get a cab. So I called four places before they laughed at me. When I said, I'd like to have a calf.
I'd like to have a calf.
I just sent an email to somebody about some calves. I wanted a cab for 8:45 on Saturday night. And the woman says, we're not taking reservations for a cab. This is New Year's Eve. What are you, crazy? And they said it in their usual Hispanic broken accent, or Ethiopian or Russian or whatever the hell, whoever runs all of the cab companies there. And I finally
found a cab in L.A. anyway. It's very strange.
Yeah, it isn't the usual. It's not like New York.
It's not a cab city.
No, it isn't. It's spread out everywhere. So anyway, I did finally find a guy with an old town car. Who was very Hispanic, and he was telling me a story of his life. How many people do you know who work? This is a strange breed of people. In New York, you see them all the time. They go to work at 6 at night, drive all night long at 6 in the morning, and they love it.
Yeah.
Oh, they think it's great. How'd you like to do that every night? This guy works 7 nights a week, too. Pay for the...
I can see you doing that because you like to drive.
Not at night, thanks. 51 after on Good Day.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
It's a brand new year, and as of now, there are some brand new things to be aware of. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. So, 2011, now in the rearview mirror. 2012 is here, or 2012, if you prefer. However you say it, the new year arrived over the weekend with about a million people packing Times Square in New York City to watch that ball drop. More about that later. But first, with the assistance of Kenny G on his saxophone and a little Auld Lang Syne, I'll look at some of what we're dealing with now that the new year is here. Thank you, Kenny. A multitude of new laws went into effect yesterday on January 1. The National Conference of State Legislatures telling us some 40,000 new laws were enacted last year and officially became law yesterday. Among them, several related to distracted driving. Nevada now prohibiting all drivers from texting and using handheld devices while at the wheel. North Dakota banning drivers under the age of 18 from using cell phones while driving. And all drivers are now barred from texting while driving. Looking ahead to things we can look forward to. This is a leap year this year, and to celebrate, the folks at the Disney theme parks have something special in mind. Some Disney music, if you please. There you go. Leap Day, February 29th, a Wednesday this year. Disneyland in Anaheim and Walt Disney World in Florida plan to stay open for 24 straight hours for the first time in its history from 6 a.m. Wednesday, February 29th to 6 a.m. Thursday, March 1st. And to spice up the deal, DisneyParks.com is giving away a vacation package for four people at either Disneyland or Disney World every day until the 29th of February. So you've got that going for you. Just some of what we can look forward to in 2012. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, Danny Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch, Vermont, America's family resort. Three interconnected mountains, resort living with award-winning children's program, and family fun guaranteed. Visit Smugs.com today. The holidays have wrapped up, most people back to work and back to school. The snowmakers are back to work in the east with colder temperatures returning finally. So we'll get back to the snowmaking, which will surely add more terrain. Saddleback in Maine, riding on 9 runs from 3 lifts, while at Ragged in central New Hampshire, they have about a dozen runs coming off their 6-passenger lifts. Whiteface in the Adirondacks of New York, about 3 dozen runs open and 10 miles of skiing.
In Pennsylvania, Snow Mountain with about a dozen trails. They ride until 10 o'clock at night. Perfect North Slopes in Indiana now at 13 trails with some day and night skiing open. To the Western Mountains, still waiting for some snow in parts of California. Like at June with some open terrain. Boreal with about a half a dozen runs. Soda Springs with some open runs as well. While at China Peak, 8 trails are ready. Get lift ticket deals at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, stock market closed today on this day after New Year's, which is a federal holiday. Last Friday, the Dow off 69 points to 12,218 to close 2011. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Overall, the Dow climbed 5.5% last year. NASDAQ was down 2%, and the S&P ended the year exactly where it started. Crude oil prices down last Friday, 82 cents a barrel to $98.83. For the year overall, crude was up more than 8%. Weather during this first week of the new year includes an Arctic blast and a cold snap for much of the Northeast. That region has enjoyed warmer than normal temperatures over the past month. As for snow, some areas of Northeast Ohio could get hit with up to 16 inches between today and tomorrow. And to the south, Florida's first cold snap of the year arrives tonight. Temperatures falling into the 20s in parts of the Panhandle and south of there as well. Business at the box office this past weekend.
So what happens now?
What happens now?
Your mission. Should you choose to accept it?
Yes, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, number one at the box office, taking in over $31 million New Year's weekend. And finally, back to Times Square Saturday night. The highlight for many people there in person and all of us who watched on the tube, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, joined by Lady Gaga, pushing the button to drop the ball that went right to 2012 at midnight, after which the mayor and Lady Gaga kissed. Yee, that was creepy. Anyway, lots of folks in Times Square were out-of-towners, including Berto from Brazil.
There are a lot of Brazilian people here. I'm very happy with my family and the dance and happy.
He's very happy. How about a few hopes and resolutions for the new year?
Good health.
Not get fired from my job. Get a job.
We're rooting for all of you. And a close friend of mine named Cindy from Long Island ventured into Manhattan and called me from Times Square late Saturday night. Couldn't quite make out all she was saying, but here's what she said.
It's gorgeous. Like, it's beautiful weather. The energy's outrageous. It's just a great feeling. Oh, my God. My grandma's dressed up the same as it was. It's amazing.
Cindy and her pals in Times Square, one of whom apparently dressed up as Mrs. Claus, I think they're still there. I'm David Weiss. Happy New Year. That's the news that matters.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas. Snow leopard, snow
are you friends, sand or snow?
Clothes.
Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.